Good morning. Welcome to the February 24th meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission and all its grand pageantry. This morning we have a number of habitat cases to hear, and this afternoon we'll get to fisheries matters. If there's a matter on the agenda that you'd like to be heard on, please feel free. Raise your hand. I'll call you at the podium. If there's a matter that's on the agenda you wish to discuss, if it matters not on the agenda and there's something you want to bring to the commission's attention, there's a public comment period right around the lunch hour. So feel free to take advantage of that. This morning here, we will have an invocation here by Mr. A.J. Erskine. If everyone would rise, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. Tony Watkins.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to gather at VMRC this morning to debate important marine resource issues. Allow us the ability to reasonably and respectfully listen to all the arguments and make rash decisions. Protect us as we travel home this evening. Amen.
Please take the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We have the meeting agenda before us here. Is there any changes to the agenda? Mr. Watkinson.
No, sir. However, Seagate Terminal will be requesting a continuance of that matter, and I guess we should probably just take that up and get to that.
Okay. Mr. O'Reilly, any changes to the agenda?
There are, Commissioner, and I think the changes, however, can be part of the existing item 20 pertaining to speckled trout and red drum, in that there have been several events that have taken place over the course starting a little over two weeks ago, and some of this information will be new to the commission. Staff will have a presentation. There may be some public who are here who wish to voice their concerns over recent cold stun kills and poaching information that will come before you, and I'd recommend that those public comments be held until staff can apprise the commission of these new events. In a similar situation, item 22, request of the approval of the 2015 oyster replenishment plan, the meeting last night of the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee produced two requests for emergency regulations. One involves extending the season due to the weather conditions that we've had of late and the icing. The second one is really looking to get the public involved. We also had public comment, including a petition which staff will present to you, and that will be made available. In addition, last night there was a request that the commission suspend the sale of hand scrape licenses until further notice, essentially, because of the amount of licenses that there are now in that fishery, which is over 600. And in addition, we think the intention as well, the committee, was for the dredge license suspension as well, as both of these gear types are the ones that have grown substantially over the last several years. Again, I think there may be some public comment on those items. Staff would request that those public comments wait until Dr. Wesson provide his information on the meeting, but also on those requests and the replenishment plan.
Okay. Thank you, Chief O'Reilly. Appreciate it. We'll take up those matters as we get to them on the agenda then. So the agenda is before you here. Do I have a motion to approve the meeting agenda?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Erskine. It's your second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Here, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes. The agenda is approved.